Last year, she couldn't wait to decorate their new home. After 2 years of apartment living between their antebellum home in the Old South and their new dream home in Tennessee, she was eager as she went to the storage building and brought out 2 storage units full of Christmas decorations. She was eager to open the first box and revisit the memories of ornaments accumulated over almost 25 years of marriage and 2 sons now almost grown themselves. Spring came, and with it an energetic puppy entered their life. And then life took an unexpected turn. This year, the picture window in the living room remains begging for its tall evergreen. She isn't up to memories this Christmas, so not a single box of ornaments has been opened. Instead, a few weeks ago, she and the now 80-pound puppy searched the forest near their home for moss and branches, weeds and mushrooms, to fashion a garland to decorate the mantle. She bought new burlap stockings to hang with care by the fire, and a 3-foot tabletop LED birch tree stands on a side table. Tonight, she says, she will bake something with cinnamon to waft through the air, turn on the BBC and listen to the 9 lessons and carols, and hold that 80-pound puppy waiting for Christ to come. And he will. In the beginning, and even now, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Not full of forced smiles and faked holly jollies. When the world was dark and the bustling city had settled in the quiet of the night, he came. He crept in beside us, and no one knew. Only the few who dared to believe that God might do something different believed. He will do the same this year. He will come into the darkness of tonight's world. Not the friendly darkness, as when sleep settles in to rescue us from tiredness, but the fearful darkness in which people have stopped believing that war will end, or that food will come, or that a government will change, or that the church really cares. He will come into the quietness of this town. Not the friendly quietness like when young in love hold hands, but into the fearful silence of the phone that never rings, the letter that has not come, the friendly voice that no longer speaks, the doctor's face that says it all. He will come into the dark corners and the quiet places of our lives. He will creep in beside us and save us from despair and death. He will come into our lives if we will open them to him. Over the past week or so, her little LED birch tree has garnered 2 unexpected ornaments that found perfect homes there in her branches. The first arrived with a friend, a ring cut from another tree, emblazoned with the words, "Be still," words that have sustained her all these hard months. The other came as a gift of lifelong friends with whom she has traveled many dim and frightening roads. It's a woodland owl, the bird who flies in the night, who sees so clearly in the dark. When all has gone quiet and the world begins to sleep. When the universe holds its breath and the angels begin to stretch their wings, and the stars begin to slide into constellations of hope, when music seems to hang in the air and creation hums its own carol about the longing for light and birth again from the cold of winter, then he will slip into her midst. God with us. In the midst of the earthly smell of straw and hay, the simple glow of candles and starlight. That's all it took for the birth of Jesus the first time. And that's all it takes now. So let us wait with expectant hearts, longing, awaiting the promise to break in through the light of the night. Amen.